Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
1 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Nate Taylor going to join us in just a couple of minutes.
Four
Club Fantastic.
That's the new name.
That's the new name. No more
Capital
Club 610.
F-A-N. Yes, Fantastic.
That's the key. We got a little new music, too. We might switch up the music more often on the club. Maybe every Friday we rotate a couple different songs. This is just refreshing. It's a little bit different than the old. It was time to switch it up now that we're on 96.5 The Fan. So we'll talk some football with Nate. We'll have a couple drinks. You said we got with Tank Sevens today?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We can open those up whenever.
I was like, hey, we got a cooler here with some alcohol. We might as well. Drew, what seltzer did you get for Drew? Was it Simply Spiked?
I already gave him a cork.
I had two options. Is that the same brand as the orange juice?
Lemonade?
The orange juice stuff?
Yeah.
They got in the alcohol game?
Smart. Everyone got in the alcohol game.
Who makes, let's see, Simply Spiked, a trademark, yeah, Simply Orange. Okay. We all know about Boulevard, Tank 7, classic. Can't go wrong with that.
Oh, Drew, hey, we got a little cup in here. I want you to at least try
a little of
a Tank 7.
Yeah, I take a sip, we'll pour some. Let me get a cup.
I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to put something into this bed, actually. I can make it a little bit more fun. So the bed's going to stay, but I'm going to see if I can do something for after the break.
What does that mean?
Because I'll be honest, I think this is going to give me a headache in 5 minutes.
Really?
It might. We'll see.
The Tank 7? Why?
Oh, the music.
Why?
It's very repetitive. No, not the beer.
I was trying to take in the music.
You have to have quite a bit more beers for that cause a problem.
If you want, I will run in there.
I poured you some Tank 7.
Okay, I'll be in there in a second. Okay.
Should we... he's like, I'm going to add something to make it more interesting. All of a sudden, I was worried he was going to bring back the What's Your Fantasy music.
No, not that.
Do you remember? Have we done that with Drew?
Once.
Hey, Drew, have we ever done a segment called
Non-Explicit? We've done that multiple times.
I couldn't remember whether or not you were a part of it. That's all. Just wanted to make sure before I made assumptions about whether or not you had been a part of that or not.
Text line, in a while. As you said, 913-586-7965. Someone said, I'm listening to you on the new station. I'm stunned. You all sound completely different. The clarity is crazy.
I wanted to play my song. You have to remember song would have been more clear than ever.
But I think that was why he wanted to wait till next week, because it was going to be so clear.
That's an insult, and I don't appreciate it. He says he's a P1. He said he likes my songs.
He did. That is true.
I'm starting to not believe him. I'll be honest with you.
Well, next week it'll be on the show. I think that's the plan, at least.
I always forget, like, oh, it's 8.5%, not 12, but I mean, 8.5%, that's a strong beer. All right, Drew.
It smells like I won't like it, but yeah, let's go ahead and try it.
It smells like beer. Is that why you think you won't like it?
No, it's okay. There's a certain. If I can smell something, like, yeah, I don't know if I feel it.
What do we think? Drew's first Tank 7, a year into his time in Kansas City. It's about time. A little size on.
It might be the best.
Oh.
Hang on. It's a beer or it's like an ale? Like what? What would you categorize it as?
Saison.
Saison. I said Saison, but yeah, Saison. Sorry.
It's not terrible, but it's very, very low. It's not better than anything else I normally drink or on the same level. So.
Okay, so
it's fine. Though.
You said it's not better than anything. What else? What other beer do you like?
No. Beer wise, ale, IPA, whatever. This is the best.
Oh,
the other stuff that like seltzers or ciders, not to that level. But this is the best beer.
Okay.
That I've had so far in my lifetime.
Might as well have a beer. I'm heading to the lake this week, and while we're waiting for Nate Taylor to come, head to the Ozarks. I'll do a pre-scout of our future Cody and Gold day at the lake. I'll do a little scouting this weekend. Okay.
You're going to give us a vibe check down there.
Yes.
Huh?
I mean, we're on the Camdenson side. That's the area, the city we're in at the Ozarks. I don't know where the other place we were considering.
I only know my brother's place at by mile marker.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what mile marker you're at?
I don't have that memorized.
That's how everyone talks in the lake.
Oh, I know.
It's all we're down mile there. Markers. Do you know there? I don't care.
Do you know where Larrywood is? The bar.
No, I don't have any idea.
It's
not my lake house. It's my brother's lake house.
Well, it's not my condo either.
I only go sometimes.
My good friends, they've got a condo. That's why we're driving down there later on this evening for spend a little weekend at the Ozarks. They got a very nice pontoon boat, some jet skis. This will be the first time I've got back to the lake since the flying off the jet ski incident.
Oh, wow. Are you going to get back on the jet ski?
Might get a little PTSD. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, you're going to be a little afraid. I told you, I threw a couple of kids off the jet ski when I was out at the lake for my daughter's dance day at the lake, so it's fine. I hadn't been on a jet ski in so long, and they're like, take these kids out, and you're like, I don't. And then I was going 75 miles an hour on it.
I will say, I will definitely
80 miles an hour
take it a little easier on the jet ski.
How fast were you going?
Well, it was maxed out. But it was the issue. I told you I was in a Coke. This was at 9 in the morning. There was no alcohol involved before someone texts in like last time on the text line. There was no alcohol or anything like that. We were waiting for everybody else to pack up. I went and took the jet ski out. A wave came in, hit me sideways a little bit. I was going pretty quick and just went airborne and I'm all good. It was fine. My hand got scraped up. The jet ski never flipped or anything.
It sounds like you're fortunate. I mean, if you got tossed like that, you're fortunate to only have...
I think so. Yes, I very much so.
This is a good preview for me, too. I told you the fantasy league that I told you about last week that I'm in with some guys locally. You have to drink if you're the loser of the league. I told you have to drink 4 Tank 7s before you make a single pick.
They want you to not be thinking
you
right.
Don't finish last in the league is really the lesson learned there. Or if you forgot to set a lineup, you have to drink 2 Tank 7s for every lineup you didn't
set. That's true. Thinking of fantasy football.
Set your lineup. That's what matters.
Our guillotine league, Drew is reaching out. If not, he's already reached out. I don't know if he's hit everybody yet. But yesterday on Facebook and Twitter, we said, hey, post a photo or video of your new preset being 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. A lot of you did that. We qualified 10 people. So I believe some of you have already been contacted. If not, you all will by the end of the day. For our guillotine league, our drafts were
randomly selected.
Completely random. And that'll be on the 27th. But our guillotine league free wings for a year from Jefferson's up for grabs.
The preseason game is obviously interesting, not just because I told you I want them to run with Carson Steele as much as humanly possible. I desperately want to see a deep pass to Xavier Worthy.
Sure.
They tried. The very first pass of the game that went to Hollywood Brown, go back and watch it. They were looking at Xavier Worthy. Hollywood Brown was not option one. It got blown up because Patrick Mahomes got pressure really early on, and like he does, they got pressure and he still got a first down pass completion to a different second wide receiver on the pass. But the very first play of that game last week was a designed 70-yard deep route.
They tried
to Xavier Worthy. They were immediately thinking about getting him the ball. So I don't know if it'll be the first play again this week, but sometime against Detroit tomorrow, my guess is that they will try to throw it to Xavier Worthy deep at some point in the game. They're going to want to know.
I think we all want to see that. We all want to see Worthy catch a deep pass. I think they'll give him an opportunity within reason, because despite Andy saying starters are playing the first half, we know that might be some of the offensive linemen. It might be some of the receivers, but I don't think Mahomes is playing the entire first half. You know, I think Kingsley Suamataia is going to play the entire first half at left tackle. Niang's going to play the entire first half, maybe at right tackle, because of what they want to get.
Offensive linemen usually play later in those games anyway.
Correct.
Creed Humphrey in with
Pacheco,
Carson
though,
Wentz.
Pacheco's probably one drive or so, if that, to your point about Carson Steele. The other player I'm interested in just more on the defensive side and the rotation of cornerback too. Josh Williams, I think it's the first crack at it again, but how does he look? Jalen Watson's not available. So Nazee Johnson and Joshua Williams, as far as I'm concerned, those are the two guys that have a chance still before week one of the season to maybe earn the job. Otherwise, we're going into week one thinking about a rotation.
I don't want it to, I don't want rotation at corner two. Rotation at any other corner spot is actually completely normal and not objectionable and everything's cool. Like corner three, four, five, yeah, spin those guys in and out. Spin the safeties in and out and then just use them based on matchups or hot hand or a million other factors that you might go with. But at corner two, especially because you're losing a guy, and I know someone said, hey, it wouldn't have been any different because of Legere Sneed and the knee issue and a million things. The knee issue is the same knee issue he had in training. I think he's got a year left of playing healthy football. After that, I don't know. But I would guess that Legere Sneed missing training camp this year for his knee doesn't mean anything. It's the same as him missing it last year. He's Chris Jonesing his way through this training camp. He's not worried about what teams think of him on August 16th. He's worried about what he's going to be doing week one for the Titans.
The other part is the kickoff stuff again. Not only because the Chiefs had the bizarre safety and the league messed up and the replay officials messed up, but last night in the Patriots and Eagles preseason game, there was the most exciting return of all the returns so far. We finally had a nice big return. I want to see if that happens this weekend for anybody and if there's an adjustment in how teams kick off. Are they going to continue with the touchback thing, or are we going to see the return still be? It was 82% in week one of all kickoffs in preseason.
And you got to remember, less than 30% of kicks were returned last year. So that's a pretty significant increase. I'll say I'm willing, and I'm not saying we won't talk about it. If something happens in week one or two, we will. I think we honestly have to give it until October 1st to make a judgment on if it's working. I don't think it's fair for us to get a week into this thing and because everyone's going to be in the feeling out process for about 4 weeks. I think by week five of the regular season, we can have an opinion on whether or not the kickoff rule is working the way they wanted it to. If they need to tweak it a little bit in season, like we said, maybe if it's a touchback, it's the 35, not the 30.
Because I think,
or if it's functioning the way they had intended.
Because I think we're going to have teams as we get further into the season. If the average return is the 29 anyway, and the penalty of a touchback is only the 30 or whatever, you're going to have some teams that just say, screw it, fine. We're not going to risk the one broken tackle with the way this is set up right now. We're going to go ahead and touch, you know, kick in the end zone, have a touchback, and we're fine with it. And that means the percentage will not be 82% of all kicks. But even if it works, there's no way it's going to actually be 82%. It's preseason. Most teams are telling everybody to take it out.
Yeah,
the Chiefs didn't do that on their first return last week. I don't know why, but
that doesn't make any sense. You should return every single kick you are given a chance to return, because if you're not doing that, then you're just kind of wasting your time. Like, it's your only chance to practice it before a regular season game actually takes place, and you are forced into those rules. I don't know why you went, but I'm willing to wait a month. I don't want to get into a week and like 50% get returned and I just bury it. 50% would still be better than what I got, just as long as one every two, three, four go a little distance.
As long as we treat it the same way in week one, if teams do give it a shot and there's a bunch of returns and then we don't act like it worked, because then you know what will happen in week two. Everybody will start doing kickoffs in the end zone.
I'm not swinging one way or the other. I said a month. Like, I honestly think that that's a good evaluation point. Quarter way into the season, everyone's already tinkered and messed with and figured out their systems. By then, the teams that are really good at these things have sorted through the problems and are better than the rest of the league, and now the rest of the league is matching them. It's a million tiny little things that kind of go into play there. But yeah, I think it'll be fine. What a big weekend. We get Royals again this weekend. Chiefs second preseason game, which is the only one that actually matters. It's not quite the first week of September when we'll get Royals Guardians on a Wednesday night, followed by Chiefs Ravens on a Thursday night, and then a continued tough series for the Royals on the Friday night, because they got games against Guardians coming up. You and I are sitting for the night before.
Crown Club on a Tuesday. It's Bark at the Park night, too. It's on a Tuesday. No dogs allowed in the Crown Club. No dogs allowed there.
No dogs allowed in the Crown
Club. Nate Taylor making his way into the studio, our Chiefs insider from The Athletic. Do you think he was on an important phone call? Do you think he's talking about...
He said
he was
on the phone. He probably found out that Rashee Rice is not getting suspended.
My guesses are he was talking to someone to find out Rashee Rice not getting suspended. Then everybody will say it's rigged for the Chiefs. They want to make sure the Chiefs three-peat. It's that or Creed Humphrey's extension, or it's something like that.
Or maybe he got invited to that Bruce Springsteen concert for night two with Woj and Passan and...
I heard heard about that.
Schefter. I mean, literally every single news insider was at one concert together.
Because I know Nate would not be late unless it was for a massive reason, like something important like that, as he's rocking his Royals hat. He might also have been practicing. If you missed the show earlier, Cody wants to practice the hot dog derby as if he hasn't ran it before. So maybe Nate Taylor beat you to the punch.
Nate.
Maybe Nate was practicing as Nate joins us for the first ever Club Fantastic.
Yes.
No longer Club 610.
Hello.
What's up?
What do you think about the name?
Sure. this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Well, it was Club 610. Now we're the fan, so we're Club Fantastic.
All caps on the fan, you know.
Says it sounds fan. Like a strip club, but, you know.
Yeah, definitely strip club vibe, name-wise.
Hello.
Hi, Nate.
Hello. It was a phone call. It's for something that I'm working on. I don't know when it'll come out. Oh, thank you. Thank you, good sir. It is interesting that you mentioned the Creed Humphrey deal, because I thought the deal would be...
Done by now.
It's pretty close.
Okay.
I guess you want to get through this preseason game. There's no reason for them to do it or them to agree to it basically on a Friday. I mean, shout out to Evan McPherson, who's got a little kicker news dump on this Friday.
You all right, Drew, on that? Evan McPherson, you good?
Yeah. What happened to him? He get hurt or something? I didn't even see it.
No, he got a 3-year extension.
Oh, okay.
I guess they can't pay Ja'Marr Chase now.
Yep. They're on cheap down, as hell. Right? Of course they pay the kicker first.
I'd rather have Evan McPherson than Fat Randy, all right, any day. All
right. It's he got the most money in an extension, even though he's not technically the highest paid kicker. That's like the most recent thing that happened. But no, part of this is something that's Travis Kelce related, not Creed Humphrey related, not Rashee Rice related. I think when it comes to Rashee Rice, we should all continue to talk about it. I know the Chiefs don't want to do anything.
It passed my deadline. I'm sure the NFL cares so much about it. I said August 15th, if you don't announce a suspension by then, you're not allowed to suspend someone more than 4 games. That's my NFL rule. So.
I don't think it's unfair. Clark's so chummy with the league. I feel like they just wouldn't do him dirty.
It would be very unusual, right? Now, you could say, look, there's still a couple hours on this Friday afternoon.
If you just want to drop
that off. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I don't think it is, actually. But they got a couple more weeks. You know, the cut-down day is the 27th. So they would like to, most cases, they would like to inform the team about a player situation before you have to obviously make your initial 53-man roster, because that's somebody's job that could...
I'd like to save that player on my roster because I can put him on the NFL list. Yeah,
correct. For you know, that's somebody's job that could potentially be altered one way or the other. So I would say between now and August 27th, if nothing happens, then clearly he's going to be on the Chiefs 53-man roster. It doesn't affect their roster construction, basically, the way they manipulate that first wave after you make the initial roster, and then the cuts in the waiver wire, and you know, maybe you make a trade or something. But if that doesn't happen on the 27th, then all indications are he will be in uniform September 5th.
We can talk more about wide receivers in a second, but while we're talking roster construction and maybe who could be on certain lists or whatever before the start of the season, what are you hearing on the Clyde Edwards-Helaire front? Because we all know publicly he is discussed his health challenges, mental health challenges.
Yes.
And so I wish him the best.
And but there's physical health as a result.
Physical,
of it.
Right? Mm-hmm. But there's a reality of being available still. The football season still happens. And, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been the number 2 running back. But if I don't know you're available every week, do I have to pivot? Whether it's a veteran that gets cut from another team or a trade or Carson Steele, whoever. Is he NFI eligible? Do you know that? Is Clyde eligible to be on the non-football injury list? Because it seems like that's what this is.
The way Andy made it appear yesterday when we asked about him as a collective media was to say that, like, you know, obviously he missed the last week of training camp. He, you know, he was available for the last preseason game, got 2 carries, none of which wasn't great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously, as we said before, we commend him, we praise him and give him a lot of grace for, you know, explaining the background of his PTSD and the effects that it has on him physically, in addition to obviously all the mental hurdles that are that are always present or nearby, I should say. If I'm concerned about Clyde's viability, just because Andy Reid is pretty traditionalist when it comes to, like, I want to see you every day at training camp. I want to be able to not only rely on you, but, like, he was sort of projected to be the new Jerick McKinnon. Like, hey, you're supposed to be the third down back. You've been here the longest. We're not asking you to be, like, the most amazing, you know, pass protector in the backfield, but you're capable of doing it, and you have the best hands out of anybody in that running back room. So I'm a little concerned. I don't think he'll play tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have been stunned by that.
Yeah, he didn't practice all week.
But he's almost, as I've written before in The Athletic, he's running back two kind of by default. He is the only person. Now, this is the pro in the pro and cons. Here's the pro. He's the only other running back not named Iya Pacheco who has legitimate NFL experience. You know you can count on him. And obviously, he's been in the offense the longest. The con is, you know, every couple years, you start to see that a player who was obviously wildly talented, their skills start to diminish. And I wonder, in addition to everything that's going on.
Getting older running back.
Yeah.
At 27, you're ancient. Todd Gurley's out of the league by then.
Well, the day they signed Clyde to a contract, they had J.K. Dobbins in the building. Yes. And you know my feeling. I would have.
Yeah, you wanted J.K. Dobbins. But
at that point in time, I guess, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, like, the age thing. You would have thought they would have, if they would, they probably would have known that.
They probably just thought they had one more year, though. Yeah. And Clyde, for as much he has been mostly available.
Yes.
Over the last year. That's why, like, so my whole thing is, like, I don't want Pacheco to take a single carry in the preseason game tomorrow. And I want them to just give it to Carson, Steele 15 times, because you might as well find out if you need a running back on the market. So because if you need a running back on the market, find out. Give Carson Steele the one.
I can argue right now we don't need to see tomorrow's game to know that. For all the reasons why we're discussing it, if I was in the Chiefs front office, and I'm sure this is being discussed and they might be active, we're already starting to see teams make trades or this guy isn't going to make our roster. Is there something you can give us in addition? Even if it's a pick swap in like a third-day draft pick, whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs are looking at edge rusher, maybe a veteran running back of some kind, because they also thought that they could hedge it in a little way while saying, hey, Clyde's been here the longest. He's obviously a very good teammate. You know, he had nice moments at times last year, even when Pacheco had
a big catch in the back of the end zone and some other spots. Yeah.
So he played well when Pacheco couldn't play because of his injury to his shoulder, right? So, hey, okay, fine. And then we're going to mitigate it a little bit because now we've got Denarius Prince in the system a second year. He was undrafted, but clearly has skills. Didn't really pop in the preseason last year, but we're going to give him a whole year to get NFL ready, to get the system down. Carson still has taken his spot.
I do. So the thing about, like, I guess why I wanted one more preseason game, because I just like a little more evidence.
Sure.
My problem is not like people are like, he's an undrafted rookie. Man, running back? The starter was a 7th-round pick. Mm-hmm. When you talk pedigree at running back means nothing.
Nothing.
No, but I don't care where you come
from.
Right?
Yeah. I don't care where you come from.
Experience matters to a degree, yes.
But Pacheco, he didn't need any experience to start day one. Like, I mean, day one. And we're talking about he didn't even have to start. I don't need any. Yeah. Honestly,
Pacheco didn't start day one, though.
Right. He started like week 6, basically.
All right, fine. But you're right. We're not talking about starting either.
So, like, for the experience, I don't care. He's a backup running back. He can be a backup tomorrow with no experience, as far as I'm concerned.
So,
at running back, that's the only position I would say it at.
Let's pick this conversation back up on the other side and keep talking about the preseason and what we expect, plus maybe what
and whether Alex should date during football season. Nate, I want to talk about that.
Of course, he should.
Club fantastic on 96.5 The Fan.
This is Cody and Gold on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fantastic.
I see Drew worked in a little fantastic drop from his Twin Peaks days. It is Club.
That's another reason to call it Club Fantastic.
Club Fantastic on 96.5 The
Fan. Is there
a
bikini bash this weekend?
Drew, do you have any ideas?
I'm sorry. I do not have any updates. However, there's an ad that's playing that I have some questions about, actually.
Oh, wow.
That I've heard from Twin
okay.
Peaks.
We'll update you that later.
I have not been there since that day, and I don't plan on going back.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Okay. I would say that. Relax.
Dang. Okay.
Jeez.
Wow. In my free time, that's the first time I've ever been to Twin Peaks. The wings, by the way, were fantastic. They were great.
We can ask you more Chief stuff and Alex dating stuff in just a second. Nate, that's what everybody
settle
says.
Down, Nate.
Come
right?
on, man.
Yes.
Sure. It's the first sentence. They read the articles, Nate.
Drew's just there for the cold beer and great wings.
Correct.
Only.
So real that's right.
Turner.
That was why I was there.
But you and I were racing in the hot dog derby against each other for fan day at the K. Coming up on Monday. Have you ever raced in a hot dog derby or any condiment race?
No, this is, by the way, I don't even think Holly knows about this yet.
Oh, wow.
Because I put it in our family calendar like a couple hours ago. I have not gotten a reaction yet. So can't wait to see how that goes.
Your son should
tonight.
Be excited, I would imagine.
Yeah, he'll be pumped. And look, there's, you know, it's been a while since I've had to perform in front of, you know, an athletic feat.
In front of people.
So,
but you're inside of a condiment suit.
Yeah. To make the race fair, I've raced it twice in a row. Would you like any of the advice I have?
Sure.
Okay, first, one thing you can't help. I think ideally, if you were going to run this race and want to win, you should be 6'2 or between 6'2
and 6'4. That's not helpful.
Nope, doesn't help me either. But I'm just letting you know, and Gold will admit, there is a distinct height advantage in the suit. Like, your face, you can see better. You can get your legs up a little bit more. All those things.
We can't adjust the suit. We
short?
Can't,
no. It doesn't work that
it's
way.
Also, it's going to be very hot in there before you're waiting, and it's going to smell.
Yeah.
So just prepare yourself.
Fantastic.
But you can't think full strides. You can't sprint like, you know, you're not going like that. You got to think almost like short knees, not high knees. Like, just moving your legs fast. Not going to turn down. Just moving
this is
your legs
not
fast.
A long, this is not a...
I would, you know how people make fun of Pacheco running? Like
yes.
that.
Should like I
that.
Do like long distance runners where they just kind of like... You're in constant movement, but you're not
moving.
Really like...
Yeah, that's good advice.
Straining.
The other thing...
And then be mindful of where the dugout is, because you can run into it.
Oh, boy. Okay, I don't want to get too much into my own head.
No, don't. The only thing I'll say, the pants they have you put on over your normal shorts or whatever, there might be a point in the race where you feel like your pants are falling off.
And
they're not. Those pants falling off are fine. Your actual pants are. I made a mistake last year. I still won. But if you watch the video, there's a half second where I kind of stop for
I
like, and I reach
this.
Down. and there's nothing wrong, and it allowed it to get very, very interesting late.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. Your pants are not falling off.
I have not checked the I haven't checked the weather report.
Oh, I haven't either.
80s, 80s, low 80s. Okay. Perfect. 81, 82 degrees.
We're like the third, fourth inning? Somewhere in
six.
There? Sixth inning.
Sixth
okay.
inning. I think we have to report in the third or the fourth.
That's right.
If I remember
That's
the
right.
rules right.
So this will be my first time doing this. It's been a lifelong dream.
Lifelong
you,
dream.
You, Bob, and Cody.
One of my first dates, this is when we were freshmen in college, was me taking Holly to her first ever Royals game. David DeJesus was in the outfield. That's how long ago
wow.
I was. And yeah, I screamed from the top of my lungs, "Run, Mustard, you dirty son of a, you know, you bastard. Get off!" You know, so I've been rooting my heart out for Mustard. Hopefully I can be selected as Team Mustard.
Okay.
I'm
rooting for you, Nate.
I've lost in Mustard. I've lost in Relish, so I'd like to be catch-up. I'd like to at least complete the trifecta or finally come through with a different condiment. So I would like to be ketchup.
Okay.
You be Mustard and Bob be Relish.
Yeah,
I think we've decided.
Bob is just relegated to Relish. I mean, sure.
You promise you won't cheat?
No, why would I?
Cody's already trying been to cheat. He's really worried about you.
Why would it be like a quick start?
Yeah.
Nate, he's really worried about you. He's worried.
I'm more
about
your
athleticism from your track and field days.
Uh-huh.
And Cody has already threatened to cheat. And so watch at the beginning.
I said I'm not afraid of a little light shoving.
Yeah,
you know, get
like,
a little physical.
Like little elbows. Little elbows
you get
out.
Slow you down you get a little. Get some space.
Look, you won't have much peripheral vision, but you know, it's getting down to the wire and you notice he's next to you. You know, you start to drift over a little bit. You drift over a little.
And the funny thing is,
maybe
like,
the leg goes out.
You talk to any like, you know, football player, even in track and field, like during the Olympics, you're watching, especially like the distance runners, like they'll watch themselves run on the video board. We're running away from crown vision.
That's true. Yeah.
So like, even if you don't see anybody, you're like, I don't know who's like, how many steps are they behind, or you know. So maybe it'd be fun to let Cody.
Think I got the win?
Give the impression.
Damn, that would hurt.
Give
worse.
The impression he got the
that
win,
would
and
hurt.
I would systematically walk him down.
Both times my race has been the exact opposite, where I am closing. And then last year I was closing, like I was coming right up on it. I had good speed, and I'm not even kidding. I thought I was getting ready to run into the, and I slowed up to get behind Drew, and that was to try to go in between, and that was too much. Too slow. And then the other time I tried to close late, I just didn't make up the distance on Nate, on Nick.
Yes. So, I mean, look, I can't believe I was asked for this again.
You're the favorite. You know that. The odds makers have set you as the favorite. You're like a minus 175 favorite. I think Cody is probably even money, and Bob's like 2-1.
Okay. I just have to stretch, you know, prepare myself mentally, not eat too many hot dogs before the sixth inning.
That's right.
And just let the natural God-given talent.
You have to win or Bob, because if Cody wins, he's done. If he doesn't win, Cody has said he will do this for 20 more years if he has to.
I said I race until I win.
Till I win. Oh.
I race till I win. And look, if next year I got to handicap it against the two slowest people who work for the fan,
for this thing.
Then that's what it's got to be. If I got to go find the two 60-year-old salespeople downstairs in order to take this thing down, then so be it. But, you know, eventually I'm racing this damn thing until I win.
Yeah, then you say a win's a win.
I don't feel like they're going to give me the first. I don't think they're going to give me the first pitch until I win. I've been here 4 years. We get the first pitch as part of it, too. I've got no first pitch. I don't feel like I'm getting it until we win.
I don't
know if it's public or not.
Yeah. I don't know if that's public.
I do know, but I don't know if it's public. So I don't want to like.
Off air. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't want to blow it up for somebody.
I mean, I'll just say it's none of us on this show.
Correct.
It's not me.
Correct.
Gold did a first pitch once and it went poorly, so he's never going to do one again.
Also, retired from that for different reasons.
Were you on the bump?
Yes. Okay. So this was a minor league game. Boise, Idaho is at the time the Rockies rookie ball affiliate, the Boise Hawks. And I was leaving Boise for another job, so it was like a going away party.
Aww.
But I didn't know I was throwing out the first pitch till 5 minutes before, so that didn't happen.
No one told you?
No, it was a surprise.
I gotta warm up the arm.
It was
baby.
A surprise, and
that
I had
doesn't excuse the throw.
It was bad,
in my opinion.
And then
you
to
spiked
make
it.
No, it was short. It was short. It was not good. The video's out there.
Every time I got to go find it, every time we talk about it, I'm like, yeah, let me go show Nate.
It lives on the internet forever. So to make matters worse, Nate, there was two of us throwing out the first pitch. It was me and then this other lady that I didn't know who she was. She was
okay.
So she threw the first pitch first. She has a glove. She fires it right down the middle. And I'm like, oh, you know, and it was not good for me. And I got booed. It wasn't
good.
My buddy's a minor league game. It wasn't good.
Guys, unnecessary.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I do love how, like, you know, if you talk to any major leaguer, they're like, nah, you know, I kind of know where I am in the lineup. And, you know, if I don't feel right, I'll go down in the cage and just swing off the tee. And I'm like, why does no one treat the first pitch like this? Where it's like, I just go downstairs, I get on the little rubber mound, and I just get it right.
Yeah.
You know?
I give Carrington a hard time because I thought he lollipopped it. I don't think you get credit for, like, it getting over if you, like, ooh, look, there's the throw. No, you got to throw.
I don't even think he threw it from the mound either.
You got to earn the throw.
He threw from, like, the front of the mound.
You
got
to put a little velocity on it to count. Otherwise, it's like, okay, you didn't screw it up, but I'm not giving you credit.
I want the photo of me, like, if I ever get a chance to do this, of, like, doing, like, Zach Greinke.
I'm doing Hideo Nomo, all the way back.
Like the whole body, like, I don't want my face to look all like, like, man, is he pitching a 3-2 pitch in the sixth inning with bases juiced? Why is he so stressed?
We hope to see you guys out there Monday. Monday is the fan day at the K. So Monday night, everybody from the fan, we're going to be hanging out there. And as you guys can tell, and I found out, I guess it is public knowledge based on the text line. They already know who's throwing out the first pitch, so we can say it. So someone said Dusty already said he's throwing it out.
So Dusty's
out. So Dusty's throwing out the first pitch.
He's athletic.
Bob, Cody,
he'll be fine.
And Nate are doing the hot dog derby. I don't know if there's anything else planned.
I was told we are not legally allowed to race Bobby, even though Vinny had said he was desperately hoping.
Not legally allowed?
I don't know. They just said we're not allowed.
You're talking about the one on the outfield, right? Uh-huh.
Which that one I'm like,
because Vinny said, I hope you have to race Bobby because you're going to get crushed.
They're going to just crank that thing up. They're going to crank it up.
You can tell they adjust the speed.
For us, they'd make them, embarrass
Bobby
you.
Bobby running like the Flash.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been to enough games now to know the little tricks. When it's like, okay, I'm running. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. And then they don't show Bobby on the center field part of the wall, and then he smokes everybody.
And then he just destroys you.
But that design, wow. I would have done
that one for sure too, just to get crushed. I don't care.
There's no way. Like, I'm assuming they don't ever let it to where someone actually beats Bobby in the race.
I've seen one person.
Okay.
That was on opening day, I think, wasn't it?
Well,
it's kind of like beating the Freeze. You know it is.
Somebody beat them.
I saw somebody do it. It wasn't the last game I went to. I went to one of the Red Sox games a couple weeks ago. It was early in the summer, so it had to have been before maybe June-ish.
Okay.
And it was like, you could clearly tell this is a guy in his like mid-20s and like...
Mm-hmm. He was hustling.
Clearly works out, and yeah, he was huffing and puffing. I mean, he was
They turned that knob up a notch for Bobby.
He was hands were on knees after he did it. Everybody's like, whoa, he did it. He's just like, I need air.
He had to die to get a head start to be Bobby.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
Yeah. So, you know, they give you the head start, and yeah, by the time you get to the center field, now the race begins. It's just so unfair.
For the preseason game, back to the Chiefs just for a little bit, Nate.
Yeah.
Do they just try to throw it to Xavier Worthy deep again? I'm pretty convinced that pass one was meant for Xavier Worthy.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And got broken up by pressure, and instead he completed it to Hollywood Brown. But especially now, I feel like it's really important. I kind of want to know where the team is, because they'll never tell you. Where do you think the team is on Xavier Worthy versus where they were on Rashee Rice as far as trust week one? Because it took him 6, 8, 9 weeks to really trust Rashee.
Right.
Where are they in Xavier Worthy by comparison?
That's a great question. And I haven't really thought about it in that specific like context. I would like to remind people that last year, I think it was week 5, when they played up in Minnesota, that was the game where it was clear that like, oh, they really do have something here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Travis had the ankle injury.
That's right.
I think Rashee Rice
needed Rashee.
Yeah, and Rashee caught a touchdown pass in that game and was like stabilizing the offense alongside Pacheco. So I don't know if that'll be the same way in week 5 or if, hey, maybe Xavier Worthy, because of the speed element, maybe pops a little sooner. They are trying to bring him up to speed as quickly as possible. So there's a chance he might be, you know, comparable, but he's not going to be having the same.
He's not ahead.
He's not the same role. It's not the same role as what she had.
Not.
And yeah, I wouldn't say he's necessarily ahead. But I do get the sense that if he catches, and I think this is, you can say this for a lot of players, right? No matter how awesome you were in high school and college, it doesn't matter if it's the NBA, hockey, obviously football, like, you need that first couple of moments to go really well. And if that happens, then confidence comes into play, and then you're more...
I'm good, I'm here.
Yeah, comfortable with who you are. So that's what you hope to see against Baltimore, is that, hey, maybe they get one route where he's clearly open. Obviously, Patrick's going to put it in a place where he can go get it, and he makes the catch, and obviously has that's the best start for a great rookie season.
Does this also, between the Hollywood Brown injury and what you're saying with Worthy, is this why seemingly Dave Toe mentioned they're going to scale back Worthy, though, on punt returns?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's where he was at least heading into camp. I thought that was where he was going to have the biggest impact, maybe, was punt return as well.
Right.
And now it's just going to be Mecole Hardman?
It'll be Mecole Hardman and probably Nico Remigio, because, you know, he's battling.
So you think Nico's making the team?
I think he's battling for one of those last spots. I think he's right on the fringe, right on the border. And again, I think, you know, entering training camp, I think I told you guys, hey, it's probably six receivers. They'll just let the competition play out. Because of the injury now to you know, Marquise, I think you have to have seven receivers now, because I just don't think he's going to probably be available against the Baltimore Ravens, as unfortunate as that is. So if Nico can prove that he's, you know, reliable, trustworthy, maybe even a bit of a plus as a returner in the kickoff or, you know, punt return game, then, hey, maybe he makes a team. You can say the same thing for Denarik Prince, right? He had the horrible mistake against Jacksonville in the kickoff return. He needs to show that he can, you know, maybe be a viable option there if he wants to make the team too.
We got Nate Taylor from The Athletic, our Chiefs insider, hanging out with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Friday's the 1 o'clock hour. It's Club Fantastic. Have a couple drinks, hang out, talk sports and life. Anything you're hearing on the length of the injury, though, for Hollywood Brown? Because I don't know if you caught former team doctor David Chow was on with CDOT, and he didn't say for sure this is happening, but he said, hey,
worst case was like IR.
Tyreek Hill, you know, had a pretty speedy recovery with this injury. Let's not forget that. And he thinks Brown could end up on the pup list. Have you heard anything like that? Have you heard? Let me just play you the audio.
The pup list puts you down for six games.
Correct.
Listen,
that'd be like post-bye week stuff.
Right.
Here's the audio that we're referencing.
Yeah, sure.
And Tyreek Hill missed weeks 2 through 5 in 2019. Heard it in week 1. So this is a tight timeline for Hollywood Brown to return week 1. And I would actually be on the dubious side. I thought actually Tyreek Hill returned quicker than I would have thought. There's no additional surgery needed, but it's very sore. Is it possible to take an injection and play? Maybe. But I would go on the longer side of Tyreek Hill's 4 weeks. And as a matter of fact, it's not impossible they would choose to start Hollywood Brown on PUP for 4 weeks, but we'll see how it goes.
Doc, I ain't signed that contract to be on the pup list. Okay,
I'm trying to get this payment and then move on.
I'm on a one-year prove it deal, baby. Shoot me up. Now, obviously, that's a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fascinating thought process, though, because if you want him to be fully healthy, I think the target date for Chiefs fans should be September 22nd, week 3
Falcons.
Against the Falcons. I think the more...
That's my thought.
I think the more team-friendly approach is, hey, we're going to not push you to play on September 5th against Baltimore. That gives us an additional 10 days to get
to make a decision by week 2.
Yes, to get you ready for Cincinnati, which is a home game. Against the Bengals on September 15th. And if that doesn't happen, then, hey, maybe you practice that week. You know, we obviously were cautious and you come back in week 3. I think putting him on the pup list is a bit, I mean.
All of a sudden, you're pushing it to October.
I mean, you're talking about bye week.
You're talking October 20th against the San Francisco 49ers, who I would say, which I say, I don't want to play him in that first game. I don't want that to be his first game. Because San Francisco's probably going to be one of the better teams this season. I think the target should be week 2, week 3. I know Andy Reid hasn't said it yet, but every Chiefs fan should understand that. Do not expect Hollywood Brown to be available against the Baltimore Ravens. That, I think, would be...
way too soon.
Yeah, I think that would be counterproductive, and it could actually make his entire, you know, rest of the regular season a little bit more complicated. Yeah,
you got 20 games this year, probably. Yes. You know what I mean? At least.
Yeah, so, you got to go a little longer than that.
Right. So unless there's some setback that you can't foresee, or something maybe happens in practice, or... you know, you go back to weight training and something happens, maybe you damage, you know, that part of your body again. Okay, then maybe we can put the pup list into the equation. But if the recovery is anywhere similar to Tyreek Hill, I think the target date is either week 2 on the 15th against the Bengals or week 3 in prime time in Atlanta against the Falcons on the 22nd.
Do you want to see Gold's first pitch?
Yes, of course. course I do. Do I want to see it?
It's on social. It's been retweeted I don't know how many times.
Do you want to see Alex's first pitch?
First off, I respect it. Man's on the heel. Cameraman's a little too close, but I get it.
It's not good, Nate.
He's on the bump. All right, here we go. I'm going to press play. Yep. Catcher's ready. You're ready. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an interesting release point.
Did it slip?
No, it flew. Okay, I'm pressing play and pause after every second.
Did it slip?
It looked like he was trying to throw a curveball instead of 12-6, he went moon to hell.
It was not good. I told you.
This was a one-hopper.
This was back in 2000. And this would have been
even 19.
2017, maybe? Yeah.
Even,
you're a young man. You should have been, in your prime.
Even the poor man that catches the ball, number 19, gets the hell out of there.
Yeah.
He catches it and I'll tell you this.
I'll tell you this.
If I ever throw a first pitch again,
I'll tell you this. I'm practicing. I had no practice for that. I'm definitely practicing.
As much as you can.
Yeah.
You'd be 2 weeks in,
I'm not even kidding in being exaggerating. I had not thrown a baseball, I hadn't thrown one in at least 5 years.
Have you thrown one since?
No.
Yeah.
What?
We need to work.
Yeah, threw a baseball last week.
You have kids.
Well, we have kids. Wait, that's the thing. Yeah.
I like throwing baseball with anybody.
I can play catch with my nephews, I guess. But like, otherwise, no. Who am I going to go just throw a baseball with this afternoon? You know what I mean?
Right.
You're acting like.
Unless you're at the lake. Beer softball team.
But like at the lake, right? Guy's got a glove in. I'll just play Perfect catch example. Outside when it's warm outside.
Yeah, I mean, for
like
me,
warm outside, I, we got a glove in. Like, it's a lot.
We got to work on your release
it's not,
point.
It's not good.
I thought it looked like it slipped.
I don't know what it is. It just looks like it
slipped.
Oh,
slips. I was nervous as hell going in, too. My heart was racing.
We need that leg to kind of extend out. Yeah. That way you get the full rotation of the ball. But the way it comes out of your hand, it is... amazing.
He's still watching it.
I just cannot. I'm like, if I'm in the box, I'm just like, wow, that is an interesting curveball changeup, and it didn't make the plate.
Nope. Was that worse than 50 Cent?
No. 50 Cent is still the worst because he looked like, I'm about to crush this. And we were just like, no, 50. That was horrible.
Yeah.
It just makes you look like you've never thrown a baseball in your life.
I hadn't thrown one in 5 years at that time.
The cameraman did not do you justice.
No,
he's on you. He's closer to you than I am right now. And I'm like, dude, it's just a first pitch. Get out of the way.
Yeah, once a year that gets retweeted and stuff. But
I didn't retweet it, I just showed Nate.
Nate, appreciate you coming in studio. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend on 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.